So this is the clearing, the belief and pattern with the chakras. And you do want to have your worksheet for this and a pen or a pencil because we're going to get right into it. So I want to invite you to just tune into, let's just first let your mind download. What's your belief? What's your pattern? What's your block that you're currently having? And when you come up with it, you're just going to write it across, the top of your paper. Just write it, not on one of those lines necessarily, but just write it across the top of the paper there, maybe above the eighth chakra. And I'll go deeper. Okay. For those of you who didn't come up for you, but we want to do like we normally do. Close your eyes, take a few breaths. Relax your shoulders, relax your jaw. Breathe in and out through your heart. Inviting your mind to slide down into your heart. And a couple more deep, full breaths in and out through your heart. And coming down to your heart and really telling yourself the truth. Bring into your awareness right now what it is that's where you feel held back or feel limited in some way. And if you tell yourself the truth, what's the block? What's the belief? Or what's the pattern that you have running right now? And don't worry about being too articulate, just however it comes up for you. Oh, I have a fear of this. Oh, I have this belief. Oh, I keep doing this over and over again. Oh, I can't seem to. Whatever it is. Just write it down across the top of the page there. And once you get that belief written down, or the fear, or the pattern, and you've likely come to this session with that already fresh in your awareness, and that's why I had to just use your mind to begin with, then I want to invite you to stay very centered, keep your breath moving, and I want you to look over on the left-hand side of your sheet here, and I want you to identify where this pattern fits in. Is it, you know, part of the categories in the seventh or the first or the third? And I would work your way from the bottom to the top. Where is that pattern? And it's okay if those actual words are not in that description of that archetype, but trust yourself. You know, again, like I said, these are general categories here. And then just circle that. Energy center when you've located it. And then you can go ahead and look above too. And if you see that it's in another one as well, then you can go ahead and circle that one as well. But I wouldn't get it. I try to keep it focused on one, but if it's just really blaringly obvious that it's in two places, then go ahead and circle the second one as well. And then you're going to tune in and put your hand back on your heart and take some deep, full breaths. So you know what the fear is, you know what the belief is or the pattern is. And now I want to invite you to let's tune into what is the belief that you would like to have? What is the positive intention or belief for yourself that you would like to have instead of that? So if it's lack, you know, you believe that you'll never have enough, you know, the flip side of that what is it for you in your own words? It's really important it's in your own words. Oh, that I have everything I need whenever I need it and more. You know, what is that that you want to resonate to? And whatever energy center that you found, you know, that you circled on the left side, on the right side, go ahead and write what that new belief is for you that you'd like to have. So what is that higher intention? That's sort of the flip side of what's holding you back. And write that down. And notice that you've, whatever archetype, whatever energy center you're working with, there's also archetypes you're going to call in. So I want to invite you to tune into which one of those archetypes, whether it's in your sacred wealth code or not, those are in you and they're actually in this area. Which one of those archetypes, positive, you know, aspect side, would you like to call in to help you? You know, if it's the first chakra, or does it feel like it's the administrator, the advocate, the organizer? And just trust yourself on this. And if it's two of them, that's fine. And then just circle those. Now you've set all your intention. Once you've done that, you can close your eyes and tune back in. And start to take some deep full breaths, breathing in and out. First from your heart. It's always important in any of the work you do, in any of the clearing work or intention work, that you open your heart first. So breathe in and out from your heart. And really put that attention right in the very center of your heart. You can slide your mind right down into the center of your heart. Or just place your attention right behind your breastbone. And as you breathe in and out, allow your awareness of your heart center to start to expand beyond your body. Let it fill the room you're in, the space you're in. And start to let that space just dissolve away. And just bring your attention out into the heart center's space that goes far, far beyond you and far beyond any articulation with what the 3D space looks like around you. Just see that either the ripples in the pond going on forever, rings of light maybe, or just using your sensors, like sensing that how expansive the heart is. And bring up an emotion of joy or gratitude. And that will also open the heart. Just raise your energy a bit. Breathe into and out from your heart and bring up joy. Bring up gratitude. And take three deep solid breaths. In and out through the heart, breathing that joy or that gratitude or any of the higher emotions to activate the heart. We need the heart on board. It's a great transmuter. And now bring your attention to whichever energy center that you tuned in with, that where this belief is. And just bring your attention there. You can imagine the color of it if you like, but you don't have to. And just imagine it within your body, or, you know, they don't actually sort of live in the body, so to speak, but that's a good way to think about it, just the location on your body, sort of in front of your spine. And I just want you to bring your breath, breathing in and out from that energy center. And And as you're breathing in and out from that energy center, with your heart open, already you are just starting to harmonize that energy center, opening it up for balance. And you're going to begin to shift your breath pattern. And then we'll be working with the belief and the intention with the breath. So I want to invite you to, as you're breathing in and out from that particular energy center, then to breathe in on two counts. Breathe in to one, two, and then breathe out to four counts, just your own relaxed pace. You're going to breathe in and out through that energy center. One, two, and then breathe out to the count of four. So just keep your focus there. Relax your shoulders. Do your best to keep your heart open. And breathe in and out, into the count of two, out to the count of four. Those exhales have been longer than your inhales. And just stay focused completely on your breath. Do your best to breathe in through your nose. And you can let your mouth relax a little bit open and breathe out through your mouth. If you're more comfortable breathing in and out through your nose, that's fine too. But make sure you're breathing in through your nose. And you may start to feel some sensations, and that's totally fine. Focus it, breathing as if you're breathing right in and out through that energy center. Thinking we're bringing more harmony and more balance, but bringing it to a neutral place. And I want to invite you to start to put your attention, continue to put your attention on the inhale and the exhale. But when you get to the exhale, you're going to take that belief and the pattern that you wrote down, that fear that you wrote down, and you're going to let that ride out on the exhale. You can just mentally say that and let it ride out on the exhale. You're letting go on your exhales. So you're going to start to let go of that belief or pattern on the inhales. And on the inhales, you're just breathing fresh and clean and present time. And breathing out and letting that belief pattern ride out on the exhale. Still breathing into the count of two and out to the count of four. And start to add in the positive intention. If you need to look at it, it's fine. Just flutter your eyes open and then close them again. The positive intention on the inhale to the count of two and the belief you're releasing still on the longer exhale, letting it go. The inhale is what we're receiving. The exhale is what we're releasing. And breathing into the count of two and mentally saying to yourself that positive intention, breathing it in right into this energy center. Keep focused on that energy center. If at any time the belief that you're releasing starts to fade away or get fuzzy or just don't want to say it anymore, that is completely fine. That is completely fine. Stay with the positive one. The new belief you're inviting in, you're harmonizing, it lives, the energy of it lives in this energy center that you're focused on. Continue to breathe it in on the count of two. And whether you're continuing to say the, if the belief is still strong, just keep focused on the exhale. And as it fades, just let it go. Don't need to sort of dig around. If you're wondering, like, oh, I'm trying to find it again, just let it get fuzzy and let it disappear. Still breathing into the count of two and out to the count of four. Stay focused on the positive intention. And on your next inhalation, you're going to breathe in with the positive intention, and then you are going to hold your breath. You're going to hold that breath in. Not till you turn blue in the face or anything, not till it's a huge struggle. I just want you to hold that breath in, holding that intention in. So then you're working it in through that particular chakra. And when you need to release the breath, just completely let it go out from your mouth. Your shoulders go, let it completely go. And let your breath return to just long, deep inhalations, breathing in and out through your heart. In and out through your heart. Take a moment to tune in to the archetype that has been assisting you with this clearing. Just bring that archetype into your awareness. And tuning in with that archetype to what's one inspired action that I could take to support myself in this release and embracing my higher intention for myself. What's one inspired action I could take to support myself in this release and the embracing of my higher intention? And whatever comes up for you, you can write that down on your sheet. Take a moment for self-appreciation, for taking this time with yourself, this important time to shift, to raise your awareness, to raise your consciousness. You can be of even greater service and greater alignment with all it is that your heart desires. You may also want to take a look at your positive intention and notice if it needs any refinement on its wording now. You might see from even a more abundant or freer place. You might want to upgrade that intention for yourself. And I invite you to... You may need to use this process more than once on any particular belief. I invite you to take that positive intention and over the next few days, maybe even a week, take maybe 5 minutes a day or even 3 breaths, 3 times a day, breathing in and out through that energy center with that positive intention. And inviting yourself to fully feel it. Affirmations are of no use unless we're activating the emotion. So inviting yourself to fully feel it. Wonderful. use this process as another one of your great clearing practices to align and to hone your energy. Much love and so many blessings.